talking about the Baltimore situation last segment. Let's open the door and welcome into the studio an old friend who says he lived through the riots of the 60s. It's Clarence Murphy, our maintenance man here in the building.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Hey, Clarence.
It's Clarence Murphy, your maintenance man here in the building.
Yeah, I just said that. That.
Yeah, if you want to say that on the air, you can. I give you full permission.
Thank you.
Yeah. I heard you guys, I was down in the boiler room giving the pipes the old once over with the monkey wrench, and I heard you guys talking about football and baseball, and I thought I'd come up here and tell you about the fact of how socially conscious I was in the 60s.
You were an activist, huh?
I was an activist. And
are you okay?
Yeah, you know, in the 60s, it was a very tumultuous time, and that's what we call it. We call it social consciousness. Yeah. We wanted to raise that right on up there. Got to get that right on up there, social consciousness. We wanted racial equality and youth equality, and we wanted women's liberation, and we wanted free pot. That was just an aside. That wasn't from the government. But I was part of all the riots, man. I tore some S up.
Did you?
Oh, my goodness. I about tore down every college campus in America.
And, oh, man.
Yeah, from about 63 on, way on down there, 69. We got right on down there in that. But, yeah, that was that. Now, a lot of people was in it for the social justice.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in it for the women's.
A lot of women around those protests,
oh,
huh?
Jub. I was in it. I was quite the ladies' man.
Were you?
I love that 60s thing, man.
I'm sorry?
What?
What? Who what'd said
you,
what now?
What'd you say?
No, man, I love the 60s women.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, and I love peeling them dresses, sundresses off them hippie girls.
Did you?
Oh, didn't bug me. I think I slept with half the Manson family.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Weird.
I was willing to take that risk. Now, you guys have to understand the 60s woman didn't have quite the approach to hygiene like you got now.
Yeah, somehow.
That's what we hear.
Yeah, they didn't really shower so much.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they didn't really use feminine products.
Mm.
So, you know, when you peeled them granny panties off the granola of the week, you'd often be overcome with that chimp smell.
You know, we don't need to know every detail of the 60s.
Oh, it was worth it for that sweet release, I tell you.
Okay.
I didn't care. I was more than willing to fight through 6 pounds of hair to get to the promised land.
Oh, my God.
Clarence, we're on the air.
One of them old gals would use your public toilet and look like a Yeti took a bath in there.
All right. I was waiting for that line. Sure enough.
Well, I'm just telling you what it was like, Giorgio.
Like.
I figured you'd like to know what it was like in the old days.
I do. I want to know what it was like.
It doesn't
You'd
sound
have to bring
great.
Your scissors to the commune just so you could machete your way to the reproduction zone.
Unbelievable. Jeez.
But it was all worth it.
It was.
It was.
You brought about change, I guess.
But I still protest from time to time. I got a few protests going on right now.
Right
today,
now.
You're protesting.
Yeah, I do.
What are you protesting?
Right? I just got a pain in my gut.
Oh, no.
You okay?
I checked out later on. Now, I'm protesting at the ballpark early this morning after I leave here.
What are you going to protest at the ballpark about?
I'm protesting Josh Ham's return. Ham.
You're not on board with that.
We don't need that Red Bull swilling Sherlock's whore quitter
on our
team.
Man.
And I'm also protesting 3 years of bad baseball at the same time. Yeah. Then I'll be down at, I got my protesting schedule here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Got
let me
it
get my
down.
Readers on here and everything. And then let's see, at 1 p.m., 1 in the p.m., I'll be down at Fox 4.
What are you protesting there?
Oh, Mike Ducey's lecherous treatment of male interns. That's what I'm doing there.
We've heard about that.
Yeah. And then I've budgeted from 3 o'clock on into the evening at 11 p.m. That's my biggest protest of the day.
Protest.
Yeah, I'll be down at picketing there. 11?
11?
Yeah.
For what?
Protesting Tammy Dombeck's firing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not on board with that either.
Let me ask you something, Jib, while I have you here. How can Dallas get rid of the greatest set of moose knockers on the planet?
I don't know if Dallas is. I think that station is.
Yeah, that station is. I don't think she would appreciate your terminology.
You see, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're like this. They're way out like this. You see how I'm pulling my shirt up?
Yep, we see that. We see
real far, like.
As far as you can.
I mean, they're just huge.
Yeah.
And I like tuning in and seeing them.
Yeah.
You know, that's better than Viagra to me. That's my natural Viagra.
Viagra.
So we can't get rid of those. So if you guys want to join me in the protest.
Well, we just might. Yeah.
Me and a couple of my guys from the assistant living home. Mm-hmm. We're putting some throw pillows up under our shirts and holding signs out there and marching.
Saying, bring them back.
You know, I've got someone I'd like to introduce you to. Her name is Marge. I think you'd make a great couple.
That's my sister.
No, not your sister. This is a different Marge.
Marge Schimdiddler's my sister.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm the one who turned her on to the ticket.
I thought she knew George from childhood.
She does. Well, yeah. She lived here. She taught here. I mean, she's divorced now. Okay, she's no longer with Oscar Schimdiddler. But
well, never mind. I thought you would make a great couple, but and maybe that's
what
I
did. Sick, man. That's sorry. You got sickness in your head.
I apologize.
Take this shotgun and
Don't shoot it in here. Dang. All right, there is Clarence Murphy, our maintenance man.